Every year, the Czech Foreign Ministry bestows the Gracias Agit Awards on select people who promote the good name of the Czech Republic abroad. The list of distinguished 2006 recipients includes the Czech-born former U.S. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, the world-class cross-country skier who won gold for the Czech Republic at the Turin Olympics, Kateřina Neumannová, and the writer and humanitarian activist Petra Procházková. Linda Maštalíř was at the ceremony and brings us more.
Čenin Palác, home to the Czech Foreign Ministry, gathered a diverse and distinguished group of people on Thursday. By profession, they included lawyers, writers, business people, scholars, athletes, and even the King of Cambodia, and what they all share is an interest in promoting the Czech Republic. Foreign Minister Cyril Svoboda presented the Gracias Agit Awards, and just after the ceremony, I gave him the difficult task of highlighting especially remarkable people among this year's recipients.
Maybe it's not fair to pick up one or two persons, because all who have been awarded are excellent and they have done a lot for the good name of the Czech Republic abroad. So maybe the Cardinal Špidlík is one who is maybe the most visible person, because he is very active in making peace between the people, between nations, between the representatives of the different epochs of the Czech history. So he is the man of peace, and he has written many books, so he is a very strong personality. And maybe Kateřina Neumannová, because she is an Olympic golden medal winner, and she does represent the new generation of nice people who represent Czech Republic on a very, very high level.
The list of 2006 Gracias Agit Award laureates is international in scope, with citizens of Argentina, Austria, Canada, France, Germany, Ireland, and Turkey, among others, receiving awards. The Foreign Studies Department of Hankook University in South Korea was also among those honored. At the celebratory reception, Professor Kim Kyu-chin, the Dean of Central and East European Studies at Hankook University, told me about how he came to be a leading specialist on modern Czech literature.
Actually, I studied Russian first, and the Russian literature is very popular in Korea. And then after Russian literature, I took by chance Czech literature. I studied Czech in Chicago. We propagate Czech literature in Korea. Milan Kundera, as you know, is popular in the whole world. Also in Korea, very popular.
Has he been translated into Korean?
Yes, I translated his Unbearable Lightness of Being and the Book of Laughter and Forgetting. Also the Farewell Party. I translated three his novels into Korean.
And you yourself, what do you teach at the university?
I teach normally Czech literature and Russian culture, and also Czech grammar, Czech culture.
How many students do you have?
Well, in my department, the Department of Czech and Slovak Studies, we have 150.
And have you ever yourself studied here at Charles University?
Yes, since the Velvet Revolution, almost every summer I used to come to Prague.
You feel that you have a deep connection to the Czech Republic?
Yes, I have a deep connection. You know, I love Czech culture, Czech literature. Czech literature is very humorous.
How do you feel about being a recipient of the Gracias Agit Award?
I spent 26 years to study Czech and to propagate the Czech culture in Korea. So I'm very proud of that. I was received the Gracias Agit.
That was Professor Kim Kyu-chin talking to Linda Maštalíř here on Radio.